This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. 5 minutes out of what no doubt for you is a very busy day in the study of the sacred will of God. That word which is so powerful that it can save the soul of man from whatever sin. It doesn't matter, you may be involved in drugs, you may be involved in alcohol, you may be involved in a number of other things that seem to have hold of your life and that you cannot get over. But the Bible teaches that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. That's why Paul said he was not ashamed to preach it. And I'm glad today that I can come to you with the message that the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. It's able to do for you what needs to be done. It's able to do for all of us what we need. That word of God is able to furnish us completely unto every good work. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 17. We've been studying for the past several days about the love of God, the qualities of it, the characteristics of it. And last time we had just finished with the fact, after spending 2 lessons on it, that the love of God is indestructible. You cannot kill, destroy the love of God. As long as you have life, you have the opportunity of being saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now today I want to continue with the 9th characteristic of the love of God, and that is that it has been proved. We find in Romans chapter 5 and verse 8 the Apostle Paul saying, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Now the word commendeth there means proved. In other words, Paul is saying that God has established or proved beyond any doubt whatever that he loves us. And how has he done that? By the giving of his Son. You know, Paul said on one occasion, writing to the Corinthians, "Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift." The gift of Jesus Christ to us by God Almighty is simply a wonderful gift, so wonderful that we cannot adequately describe it. We cannot fully grasp its enormity. And further we find from the pen of Paul in Romans chapter 8 and verse 32 that he gave us the greatest gift of all. He spared not the greatest thing, that is the gift of his Son. And so you see, the love of God is not merely something that is claimed, but something that has been proved, something that has been manifested. You can know for certain today that God does love you. As surely as we can know that God exists, and we can, and as surely as we can know the Bible is the Word of God, and we can know that, it's not merely something we accept without proof. There is proof of the fact that the Bible is the Word of God. And as surely as we can know that the Bible teaches that God loves us, that He has proved it, that He's given His Son for us, that Jesus died, was buried and raised again from the dead that we might be saved, then we can know that God's love has been proved. In the same way, in the next place, we can know that the love of God is impartial. God does not love simply one group of people on earth. He doesn't simply love white people to the exclusion of all others. He doesn't love brown people to the exclusion of all others. He doesn't love black people to the exclusion of all others. But God loves every person in every nation on earth. Let us remember that every one of us, every human being living now, has come from Adam and Eve. We all have come from Noah and his family. I read not long ago some material regarding certain races of people, supposedly that they're not as far along on the line of evolution as others. In the first place, evolution is a false doctrine, and none of us has evolved. All of us has come about as a result of the creative power of God of forming Adam and Eve and putting into their bodies the power to reproduce. And so today, God loves all of us. He is impartial in His love, as Peter declared in Acts chapter 10, verse 34. "I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth Him and worketh righteousness is acceptable unto Him." I'm glad you've been with us today as we've studied about the love of God, and I hope you'll be back tomorrow as we continue that study. Until then, may God bless and keep you is my sincere prayer.